Welcome to Health Butts and Guts, on the forefront of intestinal health and nutrition. Tune in with Mel and Kev for enlightening tales of coffee enemas, perennial bleaching, and holistic teachings. Lovely.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Are you recording?
Yeah, we're recording. Oh.
How's it going?
It's going.
What are you eating over there?
Honey, sesame, cashews.
Can I have one?
Yeah.
Honey, sesame, cashews?
Mm-hmm.
Who are they made by?
Oh. Farm Direct Nuts Plus Nuts Indonesian Cashews.
You sound like you're sponsored. Those are good.
They're roasted in coconut oil and they're glutard friendly.
Mm.
They're handcrafted and no preservatives. Ingredients are cashews, sesame seeds, honey, coconut, palm sugar, glucose, sea salt, and coconut oil. So you just add glucose? I don't understand that part.
I have no clue. I mean,
isn't that sugar?
Yeah.
But like what kind of sugar?
I don't know. Maybe it's like broken down. That's a whole nother episode.
Yeah, I don't know. We're going to have to call them.
I think they're really good, though.
They
passed the taste test, but now we're going to have to yucca it.
Are you feeling any way about, like, physically?
After eating this?
Yeah.
I feel great, except for it's all in my teeth.
Let me see where my yucca thing is. Okay.
I don't even know if it's, like, scannable.
Yeah, it's not. It's not a known product because it's from Indonesia.
What is the company again?
Farm Nuts Direct. Plus Nuts, USA, comma, Inc., period.
No,
Farm Direct. That's what it's distributed
Nuts
by.
Nuts Plus Nuts. Gotcha.
Yeah, Nuts Plus Nuts. Okay, so you're feeling good. You're not feeling itchy or anything?
Well, tree nuts sometimes actually give me like a little allergy in my mouth. Cashews are like the safest for me. As of right now, I don't feel itchy. I feel fine. My mouth is happy.
Okay, we'll get to that. So, did you know that a cashew is grown on a plant? It's a fruit. Mm-hmm. And it's actually called a cashew apple.
Yeah.
And the bottom of it, like the butt of it, is where the cashew grows out of.
Yeah, it's one cashew per cashew apple.
Exactly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So they are 7 times the price of a peanut at the wholesale market.
Cashews?
Yeah.
Probably because, how does a peanut grow, I wonder? Because if a cashew, it's just one nut per fruit.
Right, but Yiggity. A cashew, I don't know if I should be eating and talking, but... Okay, the reason why they're more expensive is because they are grown in certain climates. They're only grown once a year, and the growers or distributors, whoever ends up like selling them or even like manufacturing, distributing, packaging them, they'll store them throughout the year so they can slowly sell them throughout the year. So one growing season, and then they store them, and it can cost.
Do you know how they store them?
That I did not find out.
Okay.
But it costs $65,000 a year to store them.
I wonder if it's like a dry store, like a barrel store, you know, like if it has to be.
It has to be dark. Some kind of, yeah, I don't know. But okay, I'm going to tell you.
I know they go rancid, like putrid.
What?
Like nuts go rancid. Like,
oh, I know.
They're not supposed to be in
like
the sun.
Almonds, you can see as they are starting to get bad.
Yeah.
They kind of get clear.
Like even cashews, when they're in the sun, like they literally, it's not good. I don't know what the scientific reason, but.
Oh, I don't know.
Anyway.
Okay, so basically in the U.S., it's $15 a pound is basically the wholesale price for cashews. That's why they're always, anything that has a cashew in it or it's made by cashews or just raw cashews are super expensive
mm-hmm.
compared to other nuts. But they're not edible without processing. So there's a processing system that it has to go through.
And like even the raw ones?
You cannot eat it raw. It's poisonous.
That's so weird because that's freaking sprouts. They call them raw and they taste.
No.
I know. I get what you're saying. But you know what I mean? Like that's right. Kind of false advertisement. Well, you can't eat
them off. Like you can't walk in the rainforest in Indonesia and just pick a cashew apple off the tree, like pop off the cashew nut and pop it in your mouth.
Right.
You can't do that.
Okay.
Okay. So I want to give you a background about it because it's fascinating how this nut, there's controversy on the beliefs if it's good for you or bad for you.
Okay.
And just like how expensive the industry is. So it's worth $6 billion. It's only
the industry?
The industry is a $6 billion industry.
Okay.
It's only grown in tropical places like India, Vietnam, and the Ivory Coast and Sri Lanka.
Okay.
Okay. The tree is part of the poison ivy family.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. And the process is so crazy. So the toxin that it contains is called urushiol.
Come again?
Urushiol? Like yeah.
Okay.
And it's found in the fruit and also in the oils of the the shell of the nut.
Oh, I didn't know there was a shell. I thought it just came out of the like the bottom of the apple. Like mm-hmm. Literally looks like a little doo-doo or a little wiener hanging from the bottom of the apple.
Well, it looks like a cashew.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's in a casing and it's like the shell of it.
Okay.
Okay, so that oil can cause burns, itches, and blisters. So when it's uncooked, it's very dangerous to eat or touch. So to handle it, you have to protect your skin and your mouth and your nose from breathing in the poison.
What?
I know. And the only reason I found this out, because I grew up eating cashews, you know, like you research that they're so good for you, raw nuts, all this stuff, like the omegas in it. One of my nephews is allergic to cashews. He has an allergic reaction to it.
So you started looking into it.
Mm-hmm. So like we talked about, one fruit makes one nut and it's called a drupe. D-R-U-P.
Droop.
Yeah. So it kind of sounds like what it looks like. Okay. So you have to separate it by hand.
The droop or the dangle. Sorry.
Okay, so it has to be separated by hand, and they're laid out in the sun to dry, and for some of that poisonous oil to burn off, basically.
So that's like the opposite of what I said about them being in the sun and going like putrid.
Well, they're still in the shell at this point. They haven't been processed.
And I wonder if they're handling it, because you said they have to do it by hand. Is this by hand, or is this a glove because it's poison?
No, well, it has to be done manually by hand, but they need to protect their hands, so they wear gloves when they when they take them apart. And it has to be done by hand. It's not like a machine that you can use.
Okay.
So then the workers, once they're like the shells are dried, they remove the shells by hand by wearing gloves. But some of them can't afford gloves. So their skin is absorbing this poison. And I think like they have to create some kind of immunity in their body to
Yeah,
it.
I'm sure.
The thing is they're very fragile nuts. So you have to be really careful when you deshell them. And that's why it's like a process that you have to do by hand. But some factories have found machines that can desheath the nut. Mm-hmm. But the most expensive form of the nut is obviously the whole nut. And then once they break, then the price goes down.
Really? I've seen like half nuts, and I've always wondered who the hell, what kind of psychopath, but that would make sense.
Yeah. And I have the difference in the prices. So for 2.2 pounds for a whole nut cashew, it's $34.26.
That's wholesale.
Yeah. So basically, like, each pound's about the $17.
Okay.
Okay. A little under $17. So if they're broken, 2.2 pounds of it is $27.39. So it's a difference of almost $7 between a pound between broken and whole nuts.
What kind of picky, like, really? You can't have a broken cashew?
I don't know.
Like, that's a big deal to you?
It's like for recipes or,
yeah, restaurants. High end.
Maybe.
It's just weird.
These honey covered sesame nuts, they're whole.
Yeah, I guess.
It's a texture thing.
Well, you know, there's that one like fruit company or like produce company. It's like called like Ugly Produce.
Oh, yeah.
Because people, if it's visually not appetizing, they don't want it.
You know, or like they think it's wrong, damaged. It's bad or rotten or something like that, or not right.
Okay.
So then after they take off the what's it called?
Shell.
The next step, they can only do this by hand. They roast the nuts to get the rest of the poison out. So this is where you're at risk of breathing in the poisonous fumes.
So wait, even so, they say raw at Sprouts. That's still a form. It's still roasted some way.
When it's raw, it's basically after this process I'm explaining. That's the raw form. And then once you roast the nut, or you season it, or you salt it, then that's how it's described of how the process it's been through.
Gotcha. So they first have to do that laying out.
Yeah. The basic process to make it edible is this process.
Okay.
To make it called raw. So then they roast them so they can get the rest of the poison out of it. And then the workers, then there's a husk that the workers are continuing to take off of the nut. And it's also high in tannins and can hurt your throat. So they have to wear masks or any kind of face covering. But again, if it's in a lower socioeconomic area of these countries that are already really poor countries, then they're being exposed to it even more. And in these countries, in these regions, this is one of like the more popular jobs that people can have. I know, it's so sad.
So you don't want to get them sick, so by supporting, but then if you stop supporting, then they don't have a job. So right. You're really at a double-edged sword.
Yeah, and because they're only there, and then it's expensive, unless someone, I guess, goes in there and builds a factory to actually, and like creates different types of machinery to do the whole process, then who knows if it'll be worth it, and then if the price will be even higher for the cashews, you know, to cover the cost of that, to break even. So cashews are graded like a diamond is kind of graded. So, you know, a diamond's graded by like shape, color, clarity, and size. And I think there's one other thing. So a cashew is graded by color, weight, and condition. So if it's split or it's a full nut, and obviously the larger the nut is, the more expensive because it's going to weigh more. So I already told you the prices. Okay, so like I said, they're harvested once a year and they store them to sell all year long for the $65,000. And most cashews are exported. The U.S. consumes 90% of the cashews that are grown and distributed throughout the world.
I wonder why. I wonder if it's because we could afford it. I wonder if it's because we're told that cashews are good energy, you know, like it's considered in our health department, you know, like it's a health snack. I wonder why. Why is it the United States?
I don't know exactly why. Well, the UK does also have, does import that other like percent of that 10% that's left over. But I just think about the US, where we're like huge on importing from anything and everything from all over the world. Mm-hmm. And we're a melting pot. We have so many different cultures and ethnicities that live here and might be used to eating those types of like fruits or nuts or products. You know, like we are the free world where we have everything here.
Everyone, I want to go to a cashew place, farm? A cashew farm.
We're gonna have to wear like hazmat suits.
That's fine.
Make them cute. So Vietnam actually is the largest exporter, and they've automated their process. So they have found a way to automate it for the parts of it that you can automate. But some parts of the process can only be done by hand.
Okay.
And that's the whole like exposure of it. Okay. So the allergies that you can be exposed to that you can have are anaphylaxis. So this is more rare. But it can happen, and that's where like your throat tightens and you stop breathing. And so what happened to me when I got was allergic to that chemo drug.
Oh my God, that's so scary.
Yeah, like your throat gets itchy, you get like your skin gets itchy and your throat starts to tighten up. So those are other allergies are skin hives, like your throat and your tongue can swell and then it affects your breathing, your chest can get tight. So there's a doctor, his name is Dr. Sam Robbins, and he says that you should not eat cashews at all.
Why?
Because he says that they're bad for you. And he says, he's like, you know, I'm guilty of popping one or two here or there. He's like, but they're really not worth eating. Even though some people say they have benefits, he doesn't think that they do. He actually thinks that they have, that they're worse off for you and they cause worse things for your body. So he says that they can cause kidney stones.
That's because the oil's in them, right?
No, he says that they're high in oxalate salts and that causes calcium absorption problems. So if you're... Oxalate salts. So he said that these block your body from absorbing calcium. So then if you have excess calcium being filtered through your kidneys, then that's how it calcifies in your kidneys, and then you can create kidney stones.
Man.
And then he says that the calcium deposits can also go into your veins and lead to heart attacks and strokes. And then he said they're highly inflammatory because they are higher in omega-6, which is more inflammatory than omega-3s.
Which would make sense when Robles has us do our inflammation detox. I can't have nuts, and it's so irritating. I'm like, why? Why can I not have nuts? And you can't have nightshades either because they're high in inflammation as well, like tomatoes, eggplants, mushrooms. Yeah.
Yeah. So then he says... So if you have arthritis, these are highly inflammatory for people with any kind of joint pains, because they're high in lectins. So there have been people, his patients, that would notice that when they stopped eating cashews, they didn't have, their bone pain.
That makes complete sense. Lectins too. That's in tomatoes. I think it's in the seeds.
Oh.
And that I think that's in like bell pepper seeds, tomato seeds.
Oh, that's interesting. I mean, a bell pepper kind of looks like a cashew apple.
It does.
Yeah, but those are grown from the ground on like a
vine.
Vine.
Yeah.
It's not a vine. It's a plant.
Is it?
Yeah.
My green thumb's brown.
But maybe they can vine. I don't know. But anyways, he said that those are the main health problems, and it increases the aging of your body and your brain.
You know, I see that. I can understand that. I don't necessarily believe it when it comes to raw cashews, but like what we're eating right now, those delicious sesame, you know, they're fried. They're like, there is oil covered in these things. They're probably high in fat, but it's still oil.
Yeah, but isn't coconut oil good for you?
Mm.
It's better than
that. Could
like,
be a controversial conversation as
really?
Well. Yeah. I was just reading this morning, like, it's very controversial on wearing it on your face, on your skin. People are like, do not do it. I'll do an episode on it.
Okay. Yeah, because we did do coconut oil before.
Yeah.
Remember?
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be part two.
Yeah.
And it was a short shit.
Part dos.
Okay. But then there's another YouTuber who says that there's benefits to cashews.
Mm-hmm.
But they all seem to be the opposite of what Dr. Sam Robbins was saying. So this one is YouTube, and it's called Bestie. But they didn't have any sources referenced in their YouTube video, but Dr. Sam Robbins did. So this person says it lowers your blood pressure. It strengthens your bones, which is interesting because the doctor said that it causes inflammation at your joints. But your joints, inflammation, I don't know if that's necessarily causing your bones to, like, because I don't know.
Go brittle.
So anyways, it says it strengthens your bones, controls your blood sugar levels. It's good for diabetics. It has magnesium, zinc, copper, protein, antioxidants, fiber, minerals, vitamins, unsaturated fatty acids. But if you eat it excessively, then it can cause bloating and gas. He also says it helps with weight loss. It can help with digestive disease. But that it's higher in omega-6s than omega-3s. Then he says that it has a defense chemical in it that mainly...
This is the Robbins guy that doesn't like it?
No, this was another guy that was saying that because it has phytic acid, it's a defense chemical in plants, that it can mess with your digestion. So there's like controversial, like... Some people are saying it's good. Other people are saying it's bad. And so you have to decide, like, let's say you have arthritis, then obviously it's not going to be good for you because it can cause bone inflammation. But they were both saying just don't eat it in excess.
Well, that's kind of what I'm really noticing in this last, like, year is everything that we've done is like really controversial. Some people are like, yeah, it's super good for you. Some people are like, no, it's terrible for you. Don't do it. And it's like, where, once again, where's your purpose? Like, why are you eating these cashews? Is it because you're hungry? Do you need nutrients? Like, are you on a diet? Like, what is it that you're eating them for? Are you eating them to be on, you know, to get rid of your arthritis? Mm-hmm. Like, what are you doing in your daily routine to have those? You know, so I guess technically they would be good for you and bad for you, depending on what your scenario is.
Well, Dr. Robbins was saying, even though there could be benefits, that the risks of it and the bad side effects are not worth it. Like the excess calcification. He's like, it's not worth getting kidney stones or calcification in your veins to have a heart attack or stroke or that you could be allergic to it. And so that's what he's saying.
Well, and someone that has like got their gallbladder removed too, that they're not supposed to eat anything high in fats. So you think you're doing okay eating a cashew. I know they are high in fat, but the oils in it as well is going to cause damage, more inflammation in your body.
Yeah.
That's so annoying. Why'd you do this, Mel?
Well, it's annoying because it's frustrating, I think, more than anything, because like you said, you get these reports and they're doctors or they're reputable nutritionists and they're telling you this is good or this isn't good. But then as time progresses, I think there's more research and there's more testing done and you're able to see really like how it's affecting people on a larger scale.
Yeah.
But I think it goes back to what we're always talking about, like be your own advocate, get more information. And it's just like any research project you do or any like researchers or doctors, when they do these case studies, they have large numbers of people. They gather different resources. They read a bunch of different articles about it and what other people have researched on it. So I think it's good to go and like confirm the information you're getting, even if it's from a source that you trust and is reliable. Like it's always good to get multiple opinions for whatever you do in your life. So why not do that for your food sources or any kind of product that you use? But I think it's important to also keep in mind that your ethnicity and your genes also matter. Like your gut health matters. Mm-hmm. So those can also affect how these products affect your body too. So like for me, let's say, like I always joke around, like my family, we joke around, like we have like stomach, like we have a stomach of steel. Like we don't really get like stomach aches, you know, get super like gassy or bloated or stuff like that for the most part, when most of our like in-laws who are like American or like Northern European, they always have like more gut issues than like we do.
My theory is dairy.
But yep, that's the whole dupe.
Oh my gosh. I think I've told you this once, but when I was juicing, I read back in the day, because I would make cashew milk and I would make almond milk, but they would, I read, gosh, I wish I could find the source, but it said, one handful of cashews at night is equal the calming, the same calming effect. I think I've told you this, but as one Xanax. Mm-hmm. Isn't that insane?
Yeah.
It's not like the psychoactive, you know, like you're not going to go and, you know, feel high, but you actually, it has the calming effect of it.
Do you think that it's because it takes a while to actually eat it and chew it? You know, it's like a process. It's not like you're just like, you know, when you slow down and you stop doing something, you distract your mind, then you're calming yourself down, whether you know it or not.
Yeah, that's why they would, like, smokers say, like, oh, you know, smoking helps me calm down, when really you have to remove your body from the situation to go have a cigarette.
Right, that's the whole habits podcast. Did I do one on it already?
Yeah, I think it was like one of our first ones.
Oh, yeah.
The power of habit.
Right. I need to go back and listen to these episodes.
Oh my gosh.
Well, that's your little tidbit of information. Fruit for thought.
I love it. I mean, I'm kind of irritated because now that's just going to be another thing in my rabbit hole of like, do I need this? Do I not? Am I going to get poisoned? Am I not? But I'm thankful for the knowledge of like, okay, if I'm hungry or I need energy, do it. But if it's, I'm thinking that I'm packing a healthy snack for my hikes, maybe blueberries and celery is the better choice.
Yeah, but next week, you know, there might be an article that they're not good for you.
Oh, son of a gun. I know. You know it's true. You know it's going to happen.
Yeah.
My dad gets so irritated. He's like, oh, last week you were telling me, you know, this is good for you. Yo, you're vegan this week. And now you're changing everything. You're always changing it. And I'm like, well, it's good to pivot. I'm thankful I can pivot, Dad. How do you think I feel? Like a lunatic.
It's crazy. That's why I just try to have balance, and I just try to like do things in moderation, listen to my body, and not do like shocking things to it. Yeah. Other than coffee enemas. I'm just kidding.
Every day.
But
I'm loving my coffee enemas.
Until next time.
I wonder if I do a cashew milk enema, if it would be calming.
Or make you like itch inside because it's poisonous and you're already allergic to tree nuts.
Oh my God. Well, don't people don't follow me because if I post a video of cashew enema.
Cal, please don't cancel culture us.
All right, guys, don't tell your friends about us.
Don't follow us. Don't like us. Don't.